BC.
Red FM. There she is, the High Queen of Kerry.
Good morning.
How are we today?
We are well. How are you?
One is wonderful. I had a bath this morning. The water was tepid. One's elbows were frizzly.
We're already better this morning.
What's cracking?
All good. How was your day yesterday?
Oh my God. What a day.
It was grand, wasn't it?
I punished myself for all my gallivanting over the bank holiday weekend.
What'd you get up to?
For my extended hangover. I punished myself. I make myself do things just to try and balance the books.
Right.
Do you ever start cleaning and you only move a cup, but next thing you know, the house is upside down?
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
I had one of those days yesterday.
I was similar. Similar, yeah.
Yeah. So all of a sudden there's a skip bag in the lawn. The car is full of stuff. I'm clearing out a load of crack. I have thousands, and I mean thousands, of DVDs that I've collected over a lifetime, and they're all just sitting there doing nothing.
Are there ones you'll keep?
I kept about 100 of them.
Okay.
I kept the best films ever made.
Yeah.
I kept all the Sopranos.
There'd be ones you'd be slow to throw out, like.
And then I was like, what am I doing? Like. And then I looked at it and going, you haven't watched this. You watched it once.
Yeah. And where are you going to put them?
They're gone into a boxing. And they're going into you put an E at the end of everything. Little boxing.
Smally boxing of 5 million DVDs.
It's quite a boxing. And I don't know. I have them in the car. And I think there's a place you can trade them in. Like, I think there's a DVD shop in Douglas Village.
Someone would still give you money for them?
Not very much. It's ridiculous. I was looking. I think it's called CEX or something.
I know the place.
They do video games.
Well,
they
take DVDs.
Well, they do take DVDs.
Fair play to them.
So I was looking at their website. And let's see. The box set for 24.
Yeah.
Kiefer Sutherland. I have like the five seasons.
Yeah.
I'll get about 80 cents for the whole five seasons.
80 cents.
It's ridiculous.
You know what? Actually, it's not that long ago that I went in to a shop, I suppose. It was on Patrick Street anyway, that sells DVDs.
Yeah.
Put it to you that way.
Golden Discs.
It was that, but I don't know if it was under a different name at the time.
Okay. Porrex Discs, we'll call it.
And the box set for Sex and the City.
I have that in the car.
It was €100.
You're joking.
And I just feel like it wasn't that long ago. It can't have been 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say you couldn't even buy it now.
I have it in the car. Do you want it?
No, I'm grand. It's actually streaming now.
I said to Rachel, you don't want this anymore.
I have a subscription for now.
If anybody wants that Sex and the City box set, will you message in? I'll gladly post it out to you.
God, it's a great show.
0868104106. Seriously, no. The only thing is, does anybody have a DVD player out there anymore?
Won't you be sick now if in a year and a half's time they're all worth a fortune?
Don't do this to me now.
You'd be sick.
it's not going to happen.
It might happen.
There's too many copies of it out there.
But any of the ones you're giving away, like,
it'd want to be like 700 years from now.
Maybe.
You know?
Things are coming around quicker.
They are, you're right.
Trends are coming around quicker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kids are listening to tapes now.
What?
Kids are listening to tapes.
They're not.
100%. The biggest sale of tapes and cassettes was last year.
You're kidding.
In 25 years or something.
Did it overpass vinyls?
Not vinyls, no. Okay. But like, they just have been an explosion in cassette listening again.
That's wild. I must dig out whatever's at home. Yeah. There's a few Daniel O'Donnell's at home.
Is there?
What's there?
You'd have to spool it back in with a pen then. Oh, they were horrible. I mean, they were great at the time.
I just missed it.
So that was my day yesterday.
Fair play, yeah.
Trying to... As you say in Kerry, I'm a hero for beavering away stuff and for holding on to loads of junk. And you go, oh, I might hold on to that now. I might need it.
I'm the very same.
And I was like, this. When you clear out, it feels lovely. Like, the room feels really fresh.
Oh, feels massive.
It does.
Yeah, there's loads of room.
You can swing a child in here. And I did. Oh, do you know what else happened yesterday?
Go on.
Jesus. What age were you when you got your first boyfriend?
I reckon
27.
Thanks very much. I must have been 13 or 14, but like, just by saying, oh, he's my boyfriend and never talking to him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Properly, I'd say 15, 16.
So my daughter's out on the green with her friends, three or four of them.
Yeah.
I see these two lads sniffing around. Two big burly lads. And one fella looks 25.
He's definitely not, is it?
No, he's like 13, but just a monster. Huge, big young fella.
Yeah.
And I went into Rachel. I was like, "Who is it?
Oh,
who are the two lads that Robin's speaking to outside?" And she went, "Oh, that's so and so's boyfriend." I went, "So and so's boyfriend, the big tall fella with the Aussie accent. This fella's a beast, massive.
So much massive.
And who's the other fella? Who's the other fella with him? Oh, that's his friend. His single friend." So anyway. Last I seen, the guards were down there taking forensic.
You're dramatic.
Dusting for fingerprints.
The innocence of it.
I know, yeah, they were just chatting. Yeah. But again, in my brain, you know yourself.
Your life was over.
It's horrible. And I just have to get, that's another thing I just have to get over.
It is tough, I imagine.
Yeah,
it
man.
Is tough, I imagine.
That's my little girlie. Stop talking to boy.
KC on Cork's Good Times. Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
There's Katie Jane. How are you, my love?
I'm great. Good morning.
5 days. Oh, sorry, what am I saying? 51 days. I marked over the 51. 51 days until the Olympics begin, just in case you think you're starting in 5 days.
Yeah, all right.
210 days left of this year. Tis flying.
Nearly Christmas.
Tis nearly Christmas. Today is Global Running Day, if you're mad for a bit of running. A day to celebrate you hitting the old, hitting hard and buckling your knees. You celebrate your birthday today. You celebrate with Kenny G. You know your man with the saxophone?
Oh, yeah.
And the mullet. Mark Wahlberg as well. The actor is 53 today. On this day in 1997, Noel Gallagher married Meg Matthews in a little church in Vegas. And also in 2004, the former US President Ronald Reagan passed away on this day. And also, on this day in 2017, Katie Jane, an Australian psychologist found that there's a 6-day window every month where women should hide their credit cards.
Go on.
It doesn't say here.
Okay.
But there is 6 days where you get an urge to shop and to buy. And it happens once a month.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, rings a bell. Yeah.
Can you tell me around what time? Would it be late in the month? Would it be middle of the month?
That would be telling.
Close to payday or after payday? Probably the day of payday.
That would be telling.
But anyway, that's...
We have to keep some things as a mystery.
Of course you keep.
We have to keep
secret purchases and
mysteries,
everything.
Mysteries, yeah.
We spoke to a woman on air before who had bought a horse and the husband didn't know about it.
Now that's extreme. Yeah. That's going to the extreme.
He had no idea.
Is that a new horse? No, I've had that for years.
Yeah. He's been in the wardrobe for years. Why with the long face? What's with the long face? She had a horse up the road, kept in the field. Paid a farmer to keep him up there. He used to go up and visit him and bring him for an old ride around the place.
That's so cute.
The husband had no idea. He would have lost the rag.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Let's see what else is happening in the world. I don't know how you feel about this, but they're talking about double penalty points for people caught using their phones now.
You know what? Be
honest with me.
You know what?
Be honest with me.
It might not be a bad idea.
It is something we're all guilty of. I don't care who you are. You've picked up your phone at some point when you're driving. You're giving me an exhalation of uncertainty because you don't want to say on radio. Well, I will say
with hand on heart honesty. I hate it so much.
I'm the world's worst when I'm stuck in traffic and it's the first thing I gravitate towards.
You've got a phone holder.
I have a phone holder now.
Leave it there.
Yeah, I know, but like it's the first thing you do. When you know,
no,
if
it's not.
If you're stuck in a jam, all right, you're in traffic. There's 10 cars in front of you. The lights are red. Look around you. Everyone's on their phone.
I don't think everyone's on their
look
phone.
Look, just next thing, next
sweeping
thing.
Sweeping generalisation.
It's
but
not.
It is actually.
It's not. Look around. Heads are down.
Well, do you know where you shouldn't be using it? Going up the M8.
That's for sure.
I've seen that happen.
Yeah.
It's not safe.
I've seen a fella eating a fry in a van while driving with his driving with his knees.
Says nothing about double penalty points for fries.
Anyway, there's a call to be brought in for by the Road Safety Authority to double them to 6 for being caught.
Something has to be done.
On your mobile phone. Britain's Got Talent fans, Bruno apparently is said to be dropped for Alan Carr as the potential replacement. They're telling us this morning. I don't know what's going on there. They're doing a bit of a judge reshuffle. And two great stories for you here. Roy Keane has revealed how he was once thrown through a wine bar window but landed without smashing the bottle in his hand.
Yeah, typical.
In a...
That's your job.
In a... I was trying to laugh and do a ride at the same time, and I got some weird kind of mongrel laugh. But that's incredible. The Manchester United legend said he used to drink cheap plonk straight from the neck during a boozy three seasons in Forest. And it was just after he moved to United in 1993, the former United Ireland captain found himself in a spot of bother at a pub in Nottingham. He got into an argument, wouldn't be like Roy.
No.
And he got thrown out a window. It's just like something out of a Western.
He definitely just got up and walked away.
He just got up and walked away, yeah.
Just Grant.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Yeah, no,
it's the building I feel sorry for.
Yeah.
Building took
nearly
more damage.
Down.
That's according to Robert Hines writing in the Daily Star this morning. And below that.
This is brilliant.
Mattress Mick. Well, people will be fairly familiar with Mattress Mick down here. I'm sure you've seen the TV ads, you've seen the papers. He's an old fella from Dublin who sells mattresses, hence the name Mattress Mick.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Mattress Mick the Musical.
What a time to be alive.
Yes, it's happening in Drogheda in Louth. Tickets are on sale now. If you want to go and see a musical written about Mattress Mick, he has to be in it, surely.
Love mattresses, so I do.
So there you go. It's all happening. This is great for him. Massive PR.
Yeah.
Will the whole theatre be laid out in mattresses? So do you get to? If you get to go to watch the show, you need to watch it by lying down
on a mattress.
Yeah, I think it's a new way to watch theatre.
Just
thinking outside the mattress. 7:16. A woman has gone viral over her suggestion about men paying for dates, and it's wound everyone up. I'll tell you about it next. Louis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, and Justin Bieber together. That is Desperatito.
Song means the summer is here.
Really?
Regardless of the weather, once that gets played,
that's true. Okay.
It's summer.
There's a bang of summer off it, isn't
there? Great memories.
Morning, Kelly Boo.
Morning. There is a bang of summer off that. Morning, girl. Morning.
Kelly's over there, and Katie Jane's over here, and I'm in the middle of this lady sandwich with a story that's either going to get me shouted at or. You will be in support of my views on this one. A woman is going viral with her suggestion in a video that all men should pay for the first date. Because of what? What would you think is her logic on this one?
Go on, Kel.
You should pay for the first date. Why?
Because girls spend more on like the outfit for the date.
You're very warm.
No.
Because she spends so much on makeup. So she did a video where she totaled up the products and it came to €750.
Okay, that there's no logic there. That's extreme though, isn't it?
On products.
That's extreme on its own.
Yeah.
It is,
and
saying
that they should reimburse you by paying for the date is just ridiculous.
Now,
go on, you can figure the benefit out here.
There's something to be said for her point.
What?
Well, just that, you know, she's not totally wrong, like...
How much makeup was she wearing on the date?
A lot.
Ah, yeah, but I mean, she wasn't wearing €700 worth of makeup. Like,
but the actual...
The bottles,
none of that one moment.
No.
So she didn't apply £750 worth. I mean, all of the little foundations and the blushes and the brushes and the...
I don't know
what you put on your face. You know that stuff.
You're on the right track. You do spend more to make the effort...
And
to
then
go on the date.
She brought the clothes into it. She brought the shoes, the Guna, and the bag. And all in all, tallied up a lot of money. So she's going, look, it cost me X amount to spend money.
No.
Looking like this for you, least you can do is buy me a rasher sandwich.
I kind of feel like she has a point.
Who's in the right here?
Oh, no. She's in the wrong, I think. She's spending too much. She's spending too much money on makeup, first of all.
The way that
you
I agree
don't
with
need
you there.
To spend that much.
Yeah, I know I agree
and
with you.
And also, you don't need to, like, buy new clothes for a first date.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, even though most people will do.
Yeah, you probably will if you want to, like, look nice, but...
You would.
I would.
You would. You would.
Would I?
Yes, you would.
Would I now?
Tell me I'm wrong. Where's the lie?
She's basically saying you're paying for my company, and that's very verging into escort territory.
I would buy a new outfit for a first date if I didn't have anything that I wanted to wear, but that's my choice. I wouldn't expect them. I mean, I may be expecting to pay anyway, but not because of that.
But on an ongoing basis, we spend more
way
to
more.
Look presentable alongside someone.
way more.
Mm-hmm.
And then they rock up in the same t-shirt as last week.
We rock up in a Liverpool away jersey.
And I guarantee you, the date didn't cost a fortune.
Didn't cost 750 quid.
No,
definitely.
So if it was an old dinner or...
an owl dinner, like a reheated microwave.
Are you on her side, KJ?
She's totally on her side. She thinks it's 100%. It's a fair deal.
I don't think she's wrong.
I'm opening this up to the public. 0868 104 106. Is this lady right or wrong? Just text me right or wrong. See which camp you're in. And I'm hoping there's more wrongs than rights. Or Cork is in a state.
Yeah, I think it should be wrong.
Would you not just do the gentlemanly thing anyway?
Oh, let's get out by dinner all night long. But she's insisting on it. Like, she has said to your man, look, I've spent all of this. You need to... How are we looking so far?
It's not great.
Is it a lot of wrongs, Katie?
It's not great.
It's all wrongs. It's all wrong. Wrongs.
It should be wrong.
If loving you was wrong, I don't want to be right. Good morning. She's spending so much on makeup and dresses and all that kind of crap. Is she right or is she wrong? Cork has voted. Katie Jane.
Approximately 98.9% of Cork says she is wrong.
She is wrong. Told you.
However,
yeah,
98.9% of Cork are also male.
It's all lads voting
male,
in this, is it?
Male.
John came up with a great suggestion here, saying if she's insisting on getting the dinner paid for because of all the makeup and the dress, he needs to rock up. The man needs to rock up. Covered in makeup with a new dress, just to split things down the middle. You know, we're all about equality nowadays.
That's so dramatic. Yeah. You buy a suit.
And another John is saying here that I thought women dress for themselves and not for men.
Is there anything to be said? Is she joking by any chance?
Well, no. She's pretty adamant.
Are you sure she's not just trying to go viral? Because it's worked.
What?
Because it's worked.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Time, Red FM.
Vic's VIPs with Katie Jane. What have you got for me?
Firstly, in case people haven't heard just yet, our own Oscar winner Cillian Murphy is returning to Peaky Blinders.
Amazing.
The movie is coming to Netflix. He'll be back as Tommy Shelby. So that's good news to start off.
So it's straight to Netflix. I wonder, will they throw it in the cinema first? I'd imagine...
There'd be premieres.
Yeah, there would be, wouldn't there?
There'd be premieres, yeah. But I'd say then Netflix.
I just want to see Peaky Blinders on a big screen. What a... bucket load of popcorn.
Oh, we'll try and get you invited.
All right. You have to turn up on a horse, though. That's the thing. You do.
You'll have to get a flat cap from
one of the Healy Rays.
I'll give him a ring.
How are you, Mikey? Can I borrow your caffeine?
Not if you say it like that, you won't.
would that not be? He'll think I'm a Healy Ray then. No.
Oh, jeez, please don't.
So, looking forward to it. Again, you haven't watched any Peaky Blinders action, and
I haven't, but I must.
Okay.
There for a while, a lot of people were throwing things on stage at artists.
Okay.
Do you remember this?
Yeah.
It was a spate of it happening just around the time that concerts came back after the lockdowns and all the rest of it. It's still happening.
Okay.
Bebe Rexha has kicked out a concert goer for throwing things at her on stage. This was only on Saturday. And in last year, nearly to the day, she actually got a serious facial injury.
They were throwing things up to get signed or something bizarre.
They threw phones at her.
But people used to hit record, like open the video on a phone, hit record, and then throw the phone up on stage in the hope that they'd pick it up and do a little in the middle of the song.
Silly. I mean, come on.
People are ridiculous.
But then she stopped the whole concert and got the lad thrown out anyway.
Okay.
So
what did he throw up on stage?
Stop throwing things at people on stage.
What did he throw up, though?
Phone, another phone.
Oh, it was another phone, okay.
So silly. But anywho, Simon Cowell is holding auditions to find the next big boy band.
Oh, he's running out of money.
It's been nearly 14 years, so yeah, you're probably right, since One Direction was formed on the X Factor in 2010, and now Simon Cowell is looking for another boy band phenomenon.
But there is a huge market for that stuff out there, and there is a massive gap in the market. We haven't had a manufactured pop band. Yeah. With manufactured pop hits for a long time now.
That's exactly his reasoning. He reckons there is a gap there, and he said it's not 100% that they'll have the same success as One Direction, but it could very well happen. Auditions will begin in England next month in Newcastle. It's coming to Dublin, then Liverpool and London.
Okay.
And it's being filmed. It could very well make a documentary.
It'll be another TV show. A TV show with an X in it. And then you have to find the factor of that. would that work? Good luck if you're part of the crew heading in for exams this morning, by the way. We would like to wish you the very, very best of luck. And I know we say this every single year, every single time the exams come around, but do your best. That's all you can do.
Yep. And it'll be grand.
They do not define you.
No, it'll totally be fine.
Elon Musk failed the leaving cert.
He did.
Okay, he didn't do the leaving cert.
He never sat it.
No, he never sat, but he would have failed it. I mean,
Bono never did the leaving.
Look at Bono.
Bono never did the leaving. Jeremy Clarkson did very bad as well. He'll tell you at some point today, surely.
Albert Einstein, sure. Yeah. How do you think he'd get on in the All Irish? He would have tanked it.
Poor.
These are some of the most smartest and successful people in the world. Anyway, I'm just trying to cushion the anxiety of going into an exam. You will be fine.
No, it'll be grand.
Take your time.
No matter what happens.
Do your best and everything will be good. Okay? Take it from the old people on the radio who've been there, done that. I can't even remember the day. Well, I can. A little bit jittery.
I do.
Yeah. You only did it a couple of years ago. Anyway, to lighten things and to make you forget about the exams, let's do dad gags.
Yes.
All right, Rory O'Hagan, take it away, please.
I was trying to think of a good underwear joke, but I don't have any clean ones.
I'm going to go with all the listeners' one. Oh, my God, these are so brutal.
They're supposed to be.
But, like, as bad as this?
I've got one.
Finn, dad gags. I ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon. I'll get back to you. See what I mean? Katie Jane, take it away. What have you got for us?
He broke.
Did you fall off the chair? What happened? What happened, Jim?
The studio.
She vanished. She went under the desk. What happened? That's amazing. Hey, Yor, get back up on the chair. She just went, I have one here.
The studio just fell apart and it nearly knocked me off the chair. Five ants rented an apartment with five other ants. Now they're tenants.
Hey, tenants. Lewis.
Why do mobile phones cost so much?
Oh my God, that's so scary.
They charge a lot.
Hey. My dad was bragging about his new hearing aid. State of the art, he said. Cost me a fortune. I said, awesome, what type is it? He said, half two.
KJ? Yep.
What?
No, she's recovering from the trauma of falling off her chair. You drive on, Rory.
My wife left me because of my obsession with walkie-talkies. She came into the room and said, it's over. And I said, it's what? Over.
An Irish priest is driving along a country road when the police pull him over. The Gardaí smell alcohol from his breath. Have you been drinking, Father? Just water, said the priest. And the guard replies, why do I smell wine? Ah, Jesus, he was at it again.
Whenever my artist friend is sad, I let her draw things on me. I gave her a shoulder to crayon.
Brutality. Katie Jane.
Albert Einstein was a genius, but his brother Frank was a monster.
Will we just tap out of that one? I think so. Katie Jane wins today.
Some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pallet Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Hello, Karen.
Hi, Kissy.
Karen is off to Portugal this weekend.
I am. It's a sign. Hopefully.
Oh, it's a sign. So the first question we ask is Portuguese related, and you're off to Portugal. The stars will align, and we'll give you an extra grand.
So brilliant.
You're flying from Cork.
No pressure.
Cork, to where are you flying this morning?
I'm flying to Faro.
Into Faro, okay. And down to Alvor or Alvera?
We're staying in Alvor.
Alvor, beautiful.
Oh, I like Alvor.
Yeah,
nice.
Gorgeous.
Last time I was over there.
Am I on air now?
You're actually on the radio right now.
Oh, God.
It's okay. She was
remember sending the text, Karen? Do you remember when you texted in?
That was to get on the radio, Karen. We don't ring you back and ask you about your holiday plans. This is all pre-quiz banter. Last time I was over there, Karen, the temperature hit 43 degrees.
I think it was fairly hot last week, but I think it's looking just nice now for next week.
Okay, it'll just be perfect for you. But beautiful country, you're going to love it. Let's get you 10 out of 10 for €1,000, Karen. Let's go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
What country is Ronaldo from?
Portugal.
Question number 2. What Cork band stars in Peaky Blinders?
Kelly Murphy.
Question number 3. How many PlayStations have been released?
5.
Question number 4. What pop singer's real name is Katie Hudson?
Katy Perry.
Question number 5. What is in the middle of the flag of Argentina?
Oh, fuck. Sorry.
Again, I think that M word is very popular. Just throw something at us. There's something that you will see a lot, hopefully in Portugal, in the middle of the flag of Argentina.
I can't think of it.
Like a big orange thing.
It's a bee in the sky.
The sun, the star.
Question number 6. In what English city would you take the I, if you were in an English city?
London.
Question number 7. U2's With or Without You is from what album? With or Without
Joshua Tree?
Question number 8. On what video game would you buy V-Bucks? V-Bucks. If you had a young fella under 10 at home now, you'd know...
I know, my little boy's only 4.
Oh my God, he's not playing Fortnite yet.
No. Yeah.
That day will come.
I messed up. What's the Argentina thing? That's driving me mad now.
The sun. You were correct. It was the sun. In the middle of the...
I thought you said beginning with M.
No, what's in the middle of the flag of Argentina?
Oh my God. Idiot.
No. Are you calling me names? Yeah.
No, me.
Hold on a second. Where's that coming from? I'm here helping you, giving you three answers.
I'm an idiot. I'm good at flags. Normally.
Yeah, you pulled that one back.
Well, you have the microphone at you.
Jesus. Karen, listen, you did very, very well. You did very well.
I didn't do that.
You got Portugal, you got Peaky Blinders, Cillian Murphy, 5 PlayStations, Katy Perry, you got the sun, stars, the moon. You threw everything at us, we'll take it. London is correct, Joshua Tree is correct, and Fortnite was the answer to number 8. So had we not run out of time, we had 2 questions left. Come back and do it again. When you get back from your holiday, we'll get you back for another round, okay?
Yeah.
I know you love it. We're bringing it back tomorrow.
I get 5 euro every week.
Kids of Cork.
I get 5 euro a week. They'd love to be on your show.
It's time to double your pocket money.
Double your pocket money is back on air tomorrow.
I love this.
I'm looking for some little people to get in contact with the show. So what we want to do is, if you get a few bob from mum and dad every week, say they give you 2 or 3 euro, tomorrow morning, you're going to double your pocket money.
Okay.
Okay, and you'll win a little Red FM prize pack as well. Now, what I need is some little people. So, kids of Cork, grab mummy and daddy's phone. We know you know how to use it.
Better than they
do. Yeah, we know you've been revoluting tenors and fivers to yourself. 0868104106. Get mummy and daddy to text or WhatsApp your name immediately and your age, and you could be on Double Your Pocket Money tomorrow morning. You could be doubling your pocket money by answering 3 questions and doing an impression of a goose on a skateboard or something silly like that, all right? We want to hear from you now. Mum, Dad, get the kids involved. Double Your Pocket Money is coming back tomorrow. You can register right now.
Red FM weather.
With Casey's Furniture. The incredible summer event is now on. Check it out in store and online now. Casey's.ie.
Beautiful morning out there today. It'll be dry all day, but there will be some showers from about 3 o'clock. They'll be light. It'll be a nice evening, about 17 degrees later on. And now, big people... Shopping, Kelly, Rory, KJ, when you're doing your shopping with your little trolley, what do you do when you load up your car?
What do you mean?
You put it back.
You get your euro back. I'm from an era, I remember a time that it was somebody's job in a supermarket to collect the trolleys. Mm. Anybody remember that?
Yeah.
Before they brought in those little kind of coin holders. And back in the day, a couple of fellas, they'd have the little brown bag to collect, you know, to drop the money into, and you go over, you give them the money, and then they'd collect the trolley from your car.
Like a valet service for
trolleys.
Yes,
pretty much. Bring it back, I say. This woman is going viral again this morning because she's saying saying, and she's a clinical psychologist. She's a smart lady who takes care of people's problems. But she's saying, no way am I dropping my trolley back. And here's her logic behind it.
I'm not returning my shopping cart. And you can judge me all you want. I'm not getting my groceries into my car, getting my children into the car, and then leaving them in the car to go return the cart. So if you're going to give me a dirty look,
the car. Ooh.
The car, don't you know?
The car.
She will not be moved on this. She's made her mind up. She has a point.
She has a huge point.
This
is what
point.
I'm going to. Yeah.
She has a huge point. It makes so much sense.
If you have to go like way down a car park, you got two small kids under three or four or whatever, like, and maybe even a baby involved in it, you have to go all the way back.
There's a thing called delivery services.
I know, but if she wants to go in...
in with the Kerry logic.
Do you have deep delivery services down there? You do.
Shut up, you.
Yeah.
Comes with horse and cart.
Up the mountain.
This is unreal.
She does. She lives on a mountain as well.
I don't live
you
in
do.
A mountain.
Do you?
No.
Do you?
No, I come from the bottom of a mountain.
Oh, that's so different.
You live on a mountain?
No.
You do. You are the mountain. You are
at
the
mountain. Like I'm wrong.
You are the. You are. She is. She's on a mountain. Like.
Can you get delivery? Can you get like do Tesco or Dunnes do a drop off at the bottom of them?
Yeah, of course they do.
Okay. Do you have broadband? Internet, like
last week.
Oh, well.
We've done all of that. We've been there. I've rinsed her of all of the Kerry stereotypes we can throw at her. But thoughts on this? Is it a case of we need to bring back the abandoned trolley? Now, this is the thing. You'd be crashing into them and ruining your car. There'd be trolleys thrown all over the place.
You'd have to hire somebody.
She's getting momentum. There is you can now go and sign a petition to bring back the freeloading trolley movement.
Right.
And now, I do think the euro thing is quite difficult. Like, yeah. I never have a euro on me.
Yeah. Do you know what works? You know the key for your house, if you have one of those rounded heads, that'll get you out of jail anytime.
Mm.
You're welcome. Sometimes you do pick up some silly stuff on this show, but it works anyway. Talk to me about biscuits yesterday. You brought us this very interesting story about the Bickies. What's going on?
So, as a big fan of biscuits, mm-hmm. and especially biscuits with tea, I love tea, I had breaking news yesterday that the custard cream is the best biscuit to dunk in your tea.
Apparently a world record holding biscuit, by the way.
Because in a contest against 9 other biscuits, the Olympics, it could withstand 17 dunks and be held for 49 seconds in a freshly brewed cup of tea.
Are you telling me there's a biscuit Olympics and we haven't won medals in it, Rory O'Hagan? What is going on?
So rich teas, bourbons, chocolate hobnobs and shortbread also featured in the top 5, but custard creams came out on top.
Okay.
And I agree, like, it is a brilliant biscuit, but I thought, like, stamina-wise, chocolate hobnobs would have taken it away.
I would have thinking the hobnobs with a bit more soakage and a bit more body and
going
volume.
Going back to Peter Kay's famous comedy sketch on all the biscuits.
These are robust, lads. These are built to last. They're like little tanks.
Noble biscuit.
They are. Do you know what? The most popular biscuit for dunking for probably a good century now, the old custard cream. Mm. We're about to break a world record, I hope. Katie Jane is over in her little booth ready to go. Rory's here. Kelly's here. We have very hot tea in front of us. Lads and ladies, are you ready to go to break a world record? Kelly, what is the time, by the way? Give us the exact time on this.
So 49 seconds, also 17 dunks. So Rory's going to dunk 17 times, because if I do that, I'll lose count.
Okay.
But 49 seconds and we're going to time it.
Okay.
So, Kate, who's going to time it?
I have a stopwatch.
I'll have a little clock ready to go, so we'll watch it. This is serious business, guys. This is a world record attempt here.
And we're going to check if it checks out.
If it does. Now, I'm recording this in video as well to back up, to present to Guinness.
Should we not have thermometers in the tea?
Why do you always complicate everything?
No, I've trained Rory to make my tea very well now. He knows that the milk has to be added at a certain temperature.
Right.
Okay.
All that kind of crackers.
For a world record attempt to see if the custard cream holds up as the most dunkable biscuits for 47 seconds or more is what we're going for. Let's dunk.
In 3, 2, 1.
Hammer away. Okay, so we are in a bit of a situation where Kelly is going to hold her custard cream in the tea. Rory is dunking. How many dunks have we done so far, buddy?
5.
What are we doing over there, Katie?
I've gone for the hold.
She's gone for the hold. Okay, we've one dunker, two holders.
We're regretting the hold because you actually have to hold your arm in place.
7 dunks.
I'm leaning on the mug.
Okay, go on, keep going, Rory. Have we lost the biscuit already?
It's gone. It's falling apart.
No, are they own brand or are they Custard Cream
brand? These are Sparrow's Finest. The only ones that could get it 5:30 this morning, by the way. It's all down to you, ladies. It's all down to you.
I think it's still there.
I'm not sure.
Feeling heavy enough.
We are 35 seconds into it at the moment. And we're still talking about biscuits, right? Katie Jane, a report, please.
Oh, gone. Gone.
It's gone.
Gone.
It's up to
gone.
You, Katie.
Oh, it's gone.
No.
What did we left about?
Challenge over.
How many seconds was that?
We got to 43 seconds.
All right, okay.
Not bad, but
I mean the poor rich tea would have gone after 2 seconds. So
I think this needs a rematch maybe on Friday with some proper biscuits, like some real hardcore durable biscuits. Has anyone tried the old, you know, those the brown ones that are really penguin bars?
Oh yeah.
You know that a bourbon is a penguin bar dipped in chocolate.
Mm. No, those, that's been disproven.
No, I will prove it to you after the show. Again, she's very argumentative with me this morning.
The debate about the biscuits are heated.
Anyway, lads, no world record attempt. Thanks, everybody.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. There goes the alarm. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.
Come on, lads.
FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Oh, sticky buttons again. A front of the sun this morning. Well, we're celebrating a win for the Ireland team last night, which is... Woo-hoo. We haven't said that for a while, have we? Well done, lads. John O'Shea was beaming last night after Troy Parrott scored a late winner. The interim boss will see his chance of landing the job on a permanent basis. Go up, they'll give him a 40-year contract now, we'd say. after the back of that last night, give him everything. And he deserves it because, you know, he's... I think I have a good feeling about him.
Have you?
He's a good lad.
Good.
He was a good servant to the country. He's an excellent player back in the day. And I think he can do good things. But they just got to support him. They got to give him everything he needs.
Yeah, we're good at that.
Yeah. As long as he doesn't come near my under-7 Crosshaven team. I'm telling you.
There'll be no issues. There'll be no issues around here. As long as he keeps his team to himself.
Keep your hands off my boys. We've got a couple of little dingers down there. I'm telling you. Future superstars.
Ah.
If I was a scouting agent... I'd have at least two of these lads be signed up already.
Really?
Other brothers. Where you can live can affect your insurance by up to €1,000.
That's a bit... What insurance now? House? Car?
Your car insurance.
Yeah, I went through this recently. Right?
Why is that, I wonder?
I don't get it.
Okay, so...
I think it's the likelihood of robberies and things like
maybe
that.
Maybe there is an element
vandalism.
To that.
Yeah.
So drivers are subject to a postcode penalty. This is another term. They'll get money out of you however they can. But also, it depends if you park your car on a road,
yeah,
or you have a driveway.
Yeah,
they'll add a load of money onto that.
Yeah.
So obviously, the stats are cars are robbed easily out on a road.
Yeah.
In the middle of a night.
Or they lose a wing mirror or something like that.
Young motorists in affluent Dublin suburbs are paying less for insurance and more experienced motorists from less well-off areas. That's what the report on this one is.
Not surprised, no.
It could be the same this neck of the woods. On the front of the Echo this morning, beds will need staff. 340 extra for CUH will require more nurses. Neil picking up on that later on this morning. And anything else exciting going on in the world?
UCC?
Yeah, what's the story with UCC? They rises in world university rankings.
Brilliant.
Thank God I'm not Jonathan Ross reading that headline. Universities have risen 19 places, given its highest ranking since 2015. University College Cork has risen 19 places in the latest edition of the world university rankings. Behave. Coming in at 2. Now I've just turned into Jonathan Ross. It's going to come out.
Don't. Just read it.
It's brilliant. Jonathan Ross had a fella on the show years ago. Do you remember Ranking Roger? He was a rapper in a 90s song.
I think I've seen this clip. Yeah.
I want you in your head.
I know, sir.
In your head, introduce him as Jonathan Ross. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So anyway, congratulations, UCC. That's great news. That's good news.
That is good news for UCC.
And you give me this as well. Here we go. This is some proper Alan Partridge radio.
Good, isn't it?
Katie Jane, this is your story. Yeah. Mystery surrounds the arrival of a what?
A newt. A new newt.
A new newt in West Cork.
What
kind of new newt are we talking about here?
A new newt, a small little dragon.
All right.
Like a lizard.
There's little lads you see scurrying across the road.
Yeah, but you shouldn't. It's a new newt.
Where did the new newt come from?
I don't know. I'll read the story.
All right. A new newt.
species native to Britain and other countries has made its way over here. Probably, it made a commute.
The new news commute.
I give up. Does the new news have a toot? New news.
He has a toot.
Toot toot for the news.
Have a good day today, whatever you're up to. Sunglasses are on. Katie Jane is ready for action later on. I hope you get the weather you're expecting, Kitty, because...
A-tone.
Bishopstone.
B-tone.
See you in the morning.
As long as
it's Bannock through to Rocha. Good lucksters.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream every episode of The Sympathizer, starring Robert Downey Jr. With Now.
Some people take the straight path in life. But at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you.
Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Visit us at asuonline.asu.edu to learn more.